morning, pulling out with all the other suburbanites. Feel like the opening sequence of Beetlejuice.
All the garage doors go up, everybody pulls out, they're all fucking on their way to where they're going.
Their work little things.
Looks like the dandelions are gone right now.
We're not getting a whole lot. Maybe we've passed that cusp. Never thought I'd think of that fucking dandelions like that. Remember there was a gal that fucking, you know, nutty ex-girlfriend of mine used to have a roommate who was a... She was a Buddhist. She'd chant all the time. She was a flimsy, silly little piece of person. Not because of anything that had to do with her theology. She was just a real hateful little girl. God, I can't even remember her name. Anyway, she wouldn't cut the grass at all because she thought that cutting grass was like altering the design of what God would want things to happen. Now, there's a part of me that understands that, yeah, why not? But it seems like an awfully convenient, lazy excuse to let weeds and anything fucking grow in your yard without giving a fuck about it. And just saying, I don't want to cut it down. It'll hurt God. It's like cutting God down. It's like, all right, I got it. I guess that should have been my true indicator is how whacked out that both of those two girls were. Anyway, on this little rainy Thursday morning, Miles' final day of school until he goes back in June. He's going to have a little picnic event. Hopefully it will clear up. But I just wanted to ping you here this morning and let you know that we got the autopsy results from Maria, and she had a heart attack. And I guess she was still a heavy smoker at the end. I had heard, and shit, that did it again. I did it again. Ooh, maybe it's on the top of the car. Hold on. And if it is, it's a goner. My coffee, Jesus. Anyway, shit, I really wanted some coffee. I'll have to make some work. Actually, I'll pull in here at the Casey's. But anyways, she was a heavy smoker. She drank a lot of energy drinks. I guess Rico's death was really hard on her. Mom was talking a handful of things that could have contributed to it. But I guess she always said that she was going to die young. And for some reason, I have some vague memory of that whenever I was hanging out with her, that she thought she was one of those that wasn't going to be around for a long time. But yeah, it's the ticker in our family. It seems like the ticker that gets you at the end. It seems like, and it's so weird to think, because usually that kind of shit doesn't happen to females as much as it does males. But I'll tell you what, she was a tough guy. She ran around like no other. But it was just like you said, and if you were around, you'd probably tell me, all the shit that you do catches up to you when you're about 40, and she was 41. So it seems like I got about 4 or 5 years to clean my ass up. Start cutting back on some things like the hooch, so I don't start getting all that fucking shit-breathing shit going down. But at any rate, yeah, I just wanted to let you know about that. I think that's it. Actually, I came across a note that you wrote here to the VA about needing services and about how you had a problem with your shin. Some dude threw you down a hill and you messed your knee up, and it was always a lingering injury for you. And then you got a piece of glass in your hand or something like that. And I'm sure I must have known about some of these things, but at the same time, there was probably enough in there that I didn't know about. I need to call Leo here pretty soon and see what his take was on your life story on tape. I never heard anything back from him. At any rate, that's my story. Sticking to it. Love you, buddy.